week's parasha is Parashas Toldos. Okay? So, the parasha is basically, the main theme of the parasha is the rivalry between Yaakov and Esav. And that rivalry starts at birth. So let's see now. It says, Eile Toldos Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak, ben Avram, the son of Ram. Avram holid Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So, obviously, Rashi here deals with a big problem. Why need to say Avram holid Yitzchak? You told Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Then it says Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So, there were Leitzane Hador. You would say that's what happened with Sarah in the previous parasha with Avimelech. That Sarah didn't give birth from Avram, Chas v'Shalom, rather from Avimelech. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nace here and said that not only Yitzchak was the son of Avram, but he was, his klest upon him, his facial outlook, his look, was similar to that of Avram. So no one could say, Chas v'Shalom, that he came from Avimelech. Okay. That's the beginning. So the first thing we're seeing is there's a tzad of not miyaches Yitzchak to Avram. That's the first one. Leitzane Hador. Leitzane Hador. Who are these Leitzane Hador? If we look now later in history, that claim that Yitzchak is not the son of Avram, when I say not the son, not the spiritual son of Avram, that's the Taina of Ishmael. That's the Taina of Ishmael had the Akedah, that's what's written in the books. That's Leitzanus. Chazal were aware there was a remnant here in the parasha of these Leitzanei Ador. They call them Leitzanim. What's a Leitzan? Leitzan, someone who like makes fun, right? Schok, right? Yitzchak is also Loshen with Schok, right? But Leitzan is a person who's Doche Tochocha, that nothing is serious for them. What do you mean nothing is serious? The Midah of Yitzchak is the Midah of Gvura, the Midah of Din. The only way that you can remove like that level of seriousness from the world is to make fun of the world, that nothing has value. Gvura is Midas Adin, that everything is here for the purpose of our Creator. That we're living every aspect, every moment, every little thing we do is in tune with that concept of Olam Haba. We're living for the purpose of connecting with our Creator. That was Yitzchak. Dafka in Yitzchak's birth, we have this Leitzanus. We have this joking. We never see this in anyone else. This is only by Yitzchak. Yeah? So question asked, I'll ask the question here. Why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu did it in such a way? It could have not happened the birth straight afterwards. It could have been like a few years later. Then there'd be no doubt with Avimelech. So we see that somehow it's mutba. It's part of the seder of the world, this late sonus klapi Yitzchak. I.e., the world is in this metzias between everything for Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the world a big joke. I.e., that's the metzias of the world. Now, Shlomo HaMelech, when he wrote Koheles, so the whole of Koheles is about Hevel Havalim Amar Koheles. Everything is vanity. Everything is not worth anything. That's Leitzanus, in a certain sense. There's no value for anything. At the end of Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech says that when a person's a Yirei Shamayim, Kizei Kol Adam, that's the whole purpose of man. The whole purpose of man is to get to that level of Gvura, that level of Yira, to connect with his Creator. Everything else, if you're not doing that, is Leitzanus. That's the mitzvahs of the world. That's why the birth of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak represented this guru, he represented that everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're going to see in his avoda. That's the avoda of guru. That's the avoda of Yitzchak, right? Keneged zeh is leitzanus. So the birth of Yitzchak had to be a birth where there was shaykh leitzanus. Shaykh that, well, we could say, nah, Yitzchak isn't the son of Ram. Yitzchak is not the derech. That's not the derech ha'olam. It's a joke what they're saying. There's no connection with Avram. That happened from Avimelech. There's no real tachlis. There's no real derech in the world. Everything's a joke. That's the fight. That's the fight of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah fights us in that you're worthless. Ah, what do you matter what you do? Doesn't matter what you put on tefillin in the morning. Doesn't matter you're davening. Big deal. You know? There's a billion Chinamen. You know, like, it's a big world. What do you think? You're a little Jew. What do you think? You have an effect on the world. Well, who cares about your tefillin? Who cares about what you do on Rosh Chodesh? Who cares on the mitzvahs you do? It makes no difference. You're minority. You're minuscule. You're insignificant. That's Leitzanus. And that's what we're told all the time. Even in Art Kufa, you see, the shiflus of Klal Yisrael is like, we're joked about. The reality is, we are very important. The reality is, if a Rav bullet gets hit, the Palestinian, the whole world talks about it. Millions of people in China are slave labor. It's not even a big deal. We are important. The leitzanus on us shows our importance. Zeh keneged zeh asa Elokim. We're fighting that leitzanus. We're giving purpose. We're giving meaning to the world. We're fighting the leitzanus of the world. That's the midah of Yitzchak. To bring yira, to bring tachlis, to bring purpose to the world. Vayi Yitzchak ben Arbeim Shana. Yitzchak was 40 years old. Bekachto et Rivka, Bat Betuel, the daughter of Betuel, Harami Mipadan Aram, Achot Lavan, Voy Yichus, the sister of Lavan, Harami, Lo Leisha. So Chazal tell us, the Yichus, the daughter of Arasha, the sister of Arasha, came from a place of Rishayim. That was the Shevach of Rivka. That she came from such bad Yichus, such bad place, and yet she was Rivka. And in previous parasha, we have to learn something else. We know something else. We didn't do that last week because we didn't have time. But it says when he met, when Rivka went to meet Yitzchak, Pasuk Kaf Dalet Samach Aleph, it says, V'takom Rivka v'narotea v'tirkavena. Al-gmanim. And she rode the gmalim. V'telachna acharei ha'ish. She went after ha'ish, the man, which is Eliezer. Yikach eved et Rivka v'yelech. He took her and he went. So now, there's a Megale Amukot here. She says, this riding of Rivka on the gmal represents rochve ha'gmal. The riders of the Gamal, we're going to see it in Parshas Vayeshev. When we get it for Hanukkah, we'll explain about that. But it means Esav. Roch Be'agmal is Esav. It's the Bechin of Esav, the Bechin of Ra in the world. When Esav, when Rivka rode on the Gamal, she was Machnia. She was in charge of the Ra in the world. She was Rochev on them. She was in control of them. The Gro says, like the Gamal, the Sus, these are all Mashalim for the Yetzirah, different aspects of the Yetzirah. So we see that Rivka, she came from such a bad place, but she had complete dominion, complete shlita on the Ra. And from that came Rivka. That's also, even though Rivka was the midah of Chesed, and Yisra was a midah of Gvura, but Rivka's midah was also in that she was machnia the Ra. She made the Ra, the evil, subservient to her. Now, we get the next bit. Now that we know who Yitzchak is, and what's Yitzchak's fight, and what Rivka came from, the koach of Rivka, both of them have the ability to be machnia, to nullify the ra. So now we're told they don't have children. Why don't they have children? All the others apart from Yaakov had psolid, was a bad aspect. Had a bad aspect associated with them, which had to be removed from them. In Avram, it was Yishmael. He's the psolid of chesed. He's the bad aspect of chesed. Chesed without gvul, without boundary, right? He knows no boundary. He's a para Adam. By Yitzhak, the boundary of the psolid of din is going to be Esav. Now Yitzhak couldn't marry someone else because he was an Ola Tmima. He was offered up as an offering and he only had one wife. So they knew that even though this psolid was going to come out, right, they davened that it wasn't going to come out from them, that it was somehow going to be removed without it being expressed. And their davening wasn't answered. That was the problem here, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not want to bring out an Esav. But the tefillah, Ve'yate Yitzchak La'Hashem L'Nochach Ishton, against his wife, Ki Akarahi, she was Akara, Ve'yate Lo Hashem, and God listened to his prayers, V'taha Rivka Ishto, and gave birth to Rivka, his wife. Rivka, his wife, became pregnant. So, Rashi says here that Rivka was Akara. The pasuk says, and Viatelo, his prayers were heard, and not the prayers of Rivka. So what does Rashi tell us here? The prayers of a tzaddik ben tzaddik has more strength than the prayers of a tzaddik ben Rasha. Well, why? Rivka worked so hard to be where she was. Avram Avinu, you're born in the house of a tzaddik. L'chora, Rivka has more schuyot, more merits than Yitzchak. Why should her prayers be less heard than the prayers of Yitzchak? Why is the prayer of a tzaddik ben tzaddik more heard? And why should it be that way anyway? Shouldn't it be dependent on who's davening, the type of person you are? What it matters, your yichus, what it matters who you came from? Why, and why dafka by prayers? We see even in davening, we see we've got Eretz Yisrael, Schus Avos. There's this concept of Schus Avos. What is this concept of Schus Avos? The word here isn't, they were both equally tzaddikim. That's not the problem. So mitzad schusam, mitzad their own personal schus, they didn't deserve, for whatever reason, to have a child. Alpi din, they couldn't have a child. Schus avos gives you another level of schus. It's not your own schus. It's your father's schus. It's a merit of your father. The merit of your father, right? Your father can ask for things. In his merit, you can reach something. It's not your merit. Mitzidcha, you can't get it. But mitzad the Abba, your father, there's a chance of you getting it. There's a different level of Aulo, different place, so to speak. There's your schuyot, you can get stuff. And there's the schus of your father, you can get stuff as well. So it gives you a new opening for your tefillah. And it could be in your level of tefillah, your alpidin, you can't get, because through your father you could get. So that's what it's really saying here, I think, maybe. Next pasuk. V'itrotzetzu habanim bekirba. The children, rotzetzu is running, rats. They were running. The children in her midst. Already when she was just pregnant with them, they were running. V'toma imken, if this is so, lama ze anochi? What do I need this for? V'teilech lidrosh et Hashem. She went to ask Hashaila, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tell us to shame ve'eva. Right? And they now tell us something. Shame ve'eva. V'yome Hashem la. And Hashem told her, through shame ve'eva, Shnei goyim. Right? V'bitnech. There's two nations in the midst of you, in your stomach. Shnei le'umim. And two kingships. Mima'ech yiparedu. From the midst of you will be separated. Ule'um mile'um ye'ematz. Now, And the kingship from the other kingship will be stronger, i.e. there'll be a rivalry. And you can't have two kingships. When one's up, the other one's down. And vice versa. V'rav yavod sa'ir. And the nature of things is, the nature of this reality is, the older one will serve the younger one, i.e. we are told here a very, very fundamental thing. The nature, the intrinsic nature of Yaakov and Esav at birth was this fight over Shnei Olamot, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. The fight over good and evil, or Ra. Don't say evil, but evil. Esav represents the Ra in the world, and Yaakov represents the good in the world, the Jewish people who have to bring that good into the world. That's the fight. And why did this happen, Dafka and Yitzchak? You said Yitzchak represents the psolet of Din. All Ra, all bad, comes from the negation of the Shefa of good, of good influence. Din means, right? Din means dire, sufficient. Din means he sees. When you put a gate around something, you put a border, right? You're bordering the outside from the inside, i.e. Din is, this is my Arba Amos. Dai, this is sufficient for you. This is my Arba Amos. Don't enter here. You're not part of me. They see only themselves. That's why Esav, when you see only yourselves, you're complete. He's Asui. That's why his name was Esav. We're going to see. He says, from birth, Esav was running to Beit Avodah Zarah and Yaakov to Beis HaMedrash. It means there was something intrinsic about them. There was something intrinsic about the Ra of Esav and something intrinsic about the good of Yaakov. And this is going to be the fight. And she has this Tu'umim Bebitna. Rashi says Tu'umim without, right? A Yud, right? Without the Yud, says Rashi, without the Yud. Why without the Yud? Whereas in Tama, Tu'umim Malei. It's with a yud, right? The fisher shneim tzadikim, they're both tzadikim, right? Yud is the remez of a tzadik, right? Yud is cotton, that's what Rashi said previous in Parshas Bereishis. Yud was a representation of a tzadik, tzadikim and ma'atim in the world. This was lacking a yud. So lacking a yud was also lacking an aleph, right? Tu'umim by Tama was an aleph and a yud, right? And here, chad tzadik, which was Yaakov, Echad Rosha, which is Esav. So Chazal is going out of its way to tell you Esav is Ra. Yaakov represents the Tov in the world. Here there's a Biru. I want to tell you something. The Avos were Avs. Avot de'ikot toladot. You learn Baba Kama, right? All that came to the world came from the Avos, the Shorish of the world. It means when we're learning Chumash, we're not learning a little story about the Jewish people. We're learning how the world works. These are the Tchunot of the world. Esav represents the Ra in the world. The Western world, that's the Western world. So next pasuk, V'yetze Arishon Admoni. The first one came out, this is Esav, he came out Admoni, red. Kulo kaderetza, with a full lot of hair. Vikru shmo Esav. And they called his name Esav. What do you mean they called his name Esav? Says Rashi, Hakol, everyone. Karu lo ken. Everyone called him this one. Lefishai nase v'nigma b'saro. He was made and complete with a set of hair, keben shanim harbe, like a child of many years. He was made. Esav was made. He looked like an older child when he was born. He wasn't a little baby. Why has all these hairs? You know, Esav had curly hair, right? We need to know all these things. He has hair, a lot of hair. What do I care about hair? What do I care if he was older? What if his name was Esav? Like we said before, Esav means asui, means made. I'm a made person. I was born made. I'm made. I don't need to complete myself. I'm done. There's a look, a central look at self. I don't need to change. Everything I have is made. It's done. V'acharkei, acharechen, yatza achiv, his brother. V'yada ochezet be'ekev Esav, and his hands holding the heel of Esav. V'ikrashmo Yaakov, and his name was called Yaakov. Who called his name? His parents. Right? V'yitzak ben shishim shana b'ledotam. He was 60 years when he gave birth to them. Why do I need to know that he was holding Esav's leg when he was born? I know what's happened in the stomach. They were running to Avodah Zarah when he was born. He was complete. The Chumash is going to detail on the birth. We never heard Chumash going to detail on the birth of Yitzchak. We never heard any details about this in the other Avos. Here we're hearing about their birth, all the details, the davening, how they were born, what happened in pregnancy, what happened in birth. We're going through all these details. Simon, says Rashi, She'en ze maspik ligmo. This person is not complete to finish Malchuto, Acheze Omed Venot Lomeno. Esav doesn't feel his complete kingship until Yaakov takes it. And I heard a voice from Rabbi Rosenberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he said that Yaakov, the Bechina of Yaakov, the concept of Yaakov, is holding on to Ekev Esav, holding on to the heel of Esav. Lapirato, to fall, to make him fall. That's a weak place. The purpose of Yaakov is also to hold back Esav from his wrath, to prevent the world from going to the place that Esav wants to take them, to hold them back. That's the purpose of Yaakov. We are bringing morality to the world. The biggest Esav said that in Mein Kampf, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. That's what he said. The Jews bring morality to the world. That's why we have to kill them. That's what we hear. They know it. They know it. That's what we do. They want. That's what Esav wants. Live and let live. Woodstock. Do whatever you want. Freedom. Peace to the whales. For what? There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara. In Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Beis, about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Esav makes Seder in the world, makes bridges, makes shvakim, makes business. You have Manhattan, you have California, you have. Esav makes the things in the world. Film business, right? He brings the Jews with him. I mean, the Jews, you know, become Esav Dick and they make better Esav, and they're very happy about that. So we have a lot of things made by Jews which are Esav Dick. We have Google, we have Intel, right? We can be proud of all these things which help Esav to have dominion in the world. Facebook, yeah? These are all Jewish Esav Dick ideas that bring the world to its, unfortunately, not its completion. Esav brings order to the world. For what? This is just before the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Gera, right, when he said Lashon Hara about him. It says here. So it says, the Yatfei, they were sitting, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Speaking about Rome. V'yatev Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gera was sitting with them. Patach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda opened. Vama. Kama na'im ma'aseihem. How pleasant are the actions of Umazu, the Romans. Roman represents Esav. Tiknu shvokim. They enacted moles, right? Tiknu gesharim. They made, bridges, right? Tiknu merchatzot. They made places for people to enjoy. You know, a merchatz, a place for you, it's a hana. Rabbi Yossi Shatak, Rabbi Yossi was quiet. Nene Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rashbi is the author of the Zohar. Rashbi is always telling you the pnimius. Rabbi Yehuda is chitzonius, is the outer level. the effect, right? That's Rabbi Yossi is the middle level, Shatak, there's the outer, and then there's Rashbi telling you the Kavana, that's the Din, the intention of Esav. Bama, Kol Ma Shetiknu, all that they made in the world, Lo Tiknu Ela Letzorech Atzman, they made it for their own personal gains. Tiknu Shvokim, they made Shvokim, right? Lo Shi Bem Zonot, they'll have sheep women there. Mirchotzot, bathhouses, Laden Behem Atzman, to have, to fulfill, have their, you know, have enjoyable physical pleasures. Ksharim, bridges, litom hem meches, to get taxes. I.e., all the seder they bring to the world is to enjoy the world for its physical self, not to bring the world to order, to make the world a better place. It's to use the world for its pure physicality. That's Esav. They bring order to the world so the world can have be used for themselves for its physical bountifulness. That's Esav. Now it says, so Yaakov's the one that prevents Esav from coming to its full ra. Now we're going to understand. So now it says, V'yigdulu anarim, V'yu Esav ish yodeh tzayid. Esav knows tzayid. Ish sadeh, a man of the field. V'yaakov ish tam, yoshev o'alim. So what does Rashi say about Esav? Tzayid befiv, he would be merame his father. He said, how do you take maisa on melach? He would appear. And Rashi says, that's why Esau is considered like a pig. He shows his cloven hooves and says, I'm kosher. But inside, he doesn't chew the cud. Inside, it's all rakuf. It's all bad. That's Esau. Esau shows, we have philosophy, we have everything. You know, the famous philosopher, Aristotle. He was once found doing a mice, an action of an animal. He said, but you're Aristotle. He said, no, I'm not now Aristotle. And it's a nituk. Esav, we see in, we haven't got there yet, but we'll get there, Bezer Hashem, not this week's parasha. We're going to see later on that when the Ma'at Machpelah, when Esav wanted to prevent Yaakov from being buried there, so Hushin bin Dan came and killed him, chopped off his head, and his head, Chazal, this is Rashi, his head rolled into Ma'at HaMachpelah and is buried there. What does Chazal need to tell us the story? Well, who cares? His head rolled into Ma'at HaMachpelah. What do we care about that? And why he was dead, his body was buried one place and his head was buried one place. Why? And why is head in the Ma'at HaMachpelah? Esav's head is Shaykh to Ma'at HaMachpelah. He has the ideas. Ruchnias, right? But it's not mechuba to his goof. It's not connected to his body. Chochma begoyim, wisdom tamin. Torah begoyim al tamin. Don't believe. We don't believe. Even if it sees they have a system of goodness, save the whales, save the thing, right? There was such a big scene about this lion, right? Whereas millions of Chinamen can be in slave labor and no one's doing anything. Seems good. It seems good. It seems they're doing. But what is it? There's a nituk from their thinking to their actions. Torah, they don't have Torah. Klal Yisrael have Torah. We're buried in the Ma'at HaMachpelah. There's a chibur of our head to our actions. That's what Torah is. That your thoughts permeate into your actions, your expression. Esau's the opposite. Esau, we have the ideas. What are the ideas? What's the order in the world? It's important to have order in the world. They did create order in the world. The Western world created order. You know, I had a guy from Iran. And I asked him, like, you know, the Ayatollah, you can't do anything. You know, you can't have a girlfriend. You can't do anything like that, right? So I said, what really happens in Iran? Are they really so frum? You know, like, is it really, like, keep all these things? So he told me, no. in their houses. They all lock their houses. And they watch American films. They drink Coca-Cola. They do all America. They're just at home. I.e., the concept of Esav permeates the whole world. That's the Rav Esav. The Rav Esav is enjoy this world. Fill yourself. You know, you're even called in America, the name for you is a consumer, right? You're called a consumer. That's the name. The average American, you call him consumer. You ever thought, isn't that a weird name? What's consumer? It means you're an eater. It's a nice name for calling you an eater. The word for consuming in Lashon HaKodesh is be'er, to consume. The Gemara in Baba Kama, when you use that word be'er, be'er is an animal. That's what an animal is. An animal, what do you see a cow do? Consumes. Give it grass, it eats. So you might eat different things. You might eat, you know, like you might buy yourself an iPad and an iPhone and I don't know what else, and to consume different things, you get on the internet and to play stupid games, right? But you're consuming your life. It's just being wasted in the physical world. There's no connection. There's no connection in your life to the spiritual. No. This world is what we live for. It's called Asui. It's made. We don't have to change. We don't have to connect it to something higher. That's Esav. Okay. So now let's go weiter. So now we see, after we're told about Esav and Yaakov. Now who's Yaakov now? Ishtam Yoshev Arlim. What is Ishtam Yoshev Arlim? He's tam. Ena boki b'kol eda. He's not boki. He's not knowledgeable of all these things. Ela kalibo kachpiv. His heart and his mouth are the same. That's what tam means. Yoshev Arlim, which Arlim? He's sitting at the base of Medrash. Yaakov was a simple person. What he said, what he did, that's it. What he used to do is to sit in yeshiva and learn. That's it. At this stage in Yaakov's life, this is what he was. Now we see something which is going to change history. The day that Avram Avinu dies, as Rashi says, he died 5 years earlier than he should have. And now, Vayazed Yaakov Nazid V'yavo Esav Min HaSadeh V'Wayef. Yaakov makes this pot of adashim. How do you say adashim? Lentils. Red lentils. For Yom Esav Yaakov. Now again, we're talking about one day. Again, a story of one little day becomes a whole story in Chumash. For Yom Esav Yaakov, Haliteini Na. Please, pour. Pour, Rashi says, like a gamal. Like a camel. Min Adom Ha'adom Hazeh. From this red, red stuff.
Why red?
Red represents dinim. Represents physicality. Esav doesn't want to eat the physical world. He wants to absorb the physical world. When I come to take the world, when I come to eat the physical world, I a little bit, you eat a little bit, you put a little bit in your mouth. When you're halitaini, means whatever there is, just fill me in with it. Everything in the world you just want to bring into yourself. That's Esav. That's representing Esav. This is the action. From this, ki ayef anochi, I'm tired. What's he tired about? Rashi says, ritzicha. It's a very funny thing. Ritzicha. He was killing. What was he killing? He was spending his whole days destroying anything that was mitnaget to him. Anything that went against him. Esav sees himself. Anything that's against him gets killed. He's tired. And then what does he want to do? He wants to fill himself with the physical. Esav is about bringing the physical world into him. Anything that's mitnaget to him, anything that's against him, is not there. It's removed. Al ken karashmo Edom. We call his name Edom. We call him red. He represents complete physicality. Because the Maharal explains this. The Maharal says, there's two types. That's when he says, by Avram Avinu. It's also in Nirmas there. It says, Vatem shvu po im anarim. Right? Shvu po. Im achamo. With a donkey. So Chazal say, Im adome lechamo. with a similar to Chamor. Eliezer is Dome Lechamor. Eliezer represents, in a certain sense, the Western world. And there's the Chamor. That's Yishmael. Yishmael represents the physical world. Right? Physicality for the sake of physicality. That's Yishmael. Physicality for the sake of physicality. Even their Olam Haba is physical. They see the world to come as a physical world. The physical pleasures. That's Chamor. That's a donkey. Chomriut. Physicality. Esav represents Im HaDome LeChamor. Says the Maharal, Dome LeChamor, the Lashon of Dome is similar to Chamor. It gives the physical world Tzura, form. Esav represents, it's Eliezer, but represents Esav. Esav represents, it gives the world a form. But the form in the world is Meshubah to the Chomer. That means the whole reason you give form is so you can get into the physical world. Klal Yisrael represent also Tzura. They also represent form. But they're giving the physical world the form of a Kodesh Baruch, the spiritual. That's the fight. The fight between, that's why the fight is between Klal Yisrael and Esav. It's not between Klal Yisrael and Yishmael. It is between Yishmael as well. But there's a difference in fight. The fight between Klal Yisrael and Esav, between Yaakov and Esav, is who's going to give form to the world? Are we going to give the world a spiritual form? Or is the world going to have a form for the purpose of the physicality? Yishmael doesn't give form to the world. Yishmael just removes all form. That's why it's Per Adam. He creates havoc. That's what he does. Yishmael creates havoc. He removes all form. So there's also a fight between Esav and Yishmael. There's also fights. Because Yishmael, Esav wants to bring form to the world, and Yishmael destroys form. Let's be chomri for the sake of chomri. Let's be physical for the sake of physical. Even my Olam Haba is physical. You know the stories they say about what they do? They daven before they do some physical act. Completely physical act. That's the will of God, so to speak. It's their will. It's not the will of God. It's their base desires. They make the will of God. Esau was tired from Mitzicha. He's tired because he's trying to make this whole world have its form. Have a form. What form? That means anything which negates his form. Taking the physical world for the physical and bringing it back to him. So he's fighting with the world. He's killing any other form that exists in the world. And if you understand, right? Mark explained to you what's happening. The whole vault with Esav. There in Russia and America, it's all about the oil, it's all about money, it's all about taking the Middle East and using the Arab world to sustain their own economies and the economy because they want to live a good life. That's the hashkaf of Esau. That's what's in his head. He wants to make form in the world to use it, to be asui, to be made for himself. That's Esau. Once you understand the Western world, that's what they're all about. Yishmael believes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is Ruchnius in Yishmael. But his Ruchnius is all based on his own personal desire. My desire is the will of God. And his concept of Ruchnius is a concept of physicality, because he's completely physical. So even his concept of spirituality is physical. That's why the Rambam calls him Tipshim. Stupid. They have their heads in the right place. They believe in God. They do believe in God. They have their heads in the right place. But they're stupid about what they think God's about. They're stupid. It's Tipshut. It's stupidity to think Olam Haba. That's what the Rambam said. To think Olam Haba is a physical world, is a physical pleasure. That's Tipshut. So it says in the next pasuk, Vayome Yaakov. So what does Yaakov say to Esav? Michra kayom et b'chorotecha li. Sell your firstborn to me. Kayom, clearly like the day. Vayome Esav. And Esav says, Hinei anochi olech lamut. I'm going to die. When are you going to die? So says Rashi. The avoda b'chor and the beis ha-migdash. There's so many onshin, there's so many punishments. I'm going to die from it. Living a spiritual life, Esav sees as death. bringing, why the korbanos? The korbanos means take something physical and bringing it to something spiritual. Karav nun, we spoke about that. Bringing it to the level of nun. Right? Lama zeli yibuchar, what I need it for? Esau's role was to bring the physical to the spiritual. He saw that as death for him. Because Esau wants the physical for the physical, not the physical for the spiritual. When Yaakov saw that in his action of Haliteni Nam Nadom Adam Zeh, fill me with the physical. Right, and we see later on, yes, you rab, I have plenty. Esau needs always have more than his needs. His eyes are bigger than his body can absorb. Fill me with the physical. When Yaakov saw that, he understood that Esau was not going to keep his role. The role of Esau was to take the physical and bring it to Yaakov, to subjugate it to Yaakov. That was a hard role, to be involved in the physical world and subjugate it to the physical, to the spiritual. Esau had a harder task than Yaakov. It's easy sitting in Yeshiva and learning Torah. You're mechuba to Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. You're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What Yetzirah do you have? You're sitting against the Gemara. You got a Ben Yehuda, you got a thing, right? You know, transfer that to spirituality. That's a task. Sitting over Gemara, of course you have to shvitz, of course you have to think, understand. Of course there's dargas of avoda. Of course there's a koshi, there's a difficulty. But it's a na'im. It's something pleasant, something beautiful, something that the neshama wants. Of course you have a yetzahara, you have to fight. But it's not like in the battlefield out there. This is home territory. When Yaakov saw that Esau wasn't going to keep his part, he realized that he had to take over Esau's role. So Yaakov changed from this ishtam. And now, all that happens in the parasha, we see the Yaakoveni, it was called Yaakov, the Yaakoveni Zepamayim, Esau says to Yitzchak in the end. The Yaakoveni, he used his chokhmah to cunningly take away the bechor that I don't deserve. And Yitzchak gave Yaakov the brachas. And we see that in the parasha, and I'm skipping a lot. There's a lot in between that needs to be understood, but I'm skipping it. But if we go to the end of the parasha, right?
What's so important?
I'm skipping this, but I'm going to tell you roughly. The Be'erot, all these wells that Yitzhak dug. So there's a Ramban. The three wells, the names that were given, represent the three Bate Mikdashim. And the Remez, the three Beis Hamikdash. These wells represent digging to bring spirituality to the world, to bring Maim Chaim to the world. Maim Chaim is Torah. The Beis Hamikdash represents the Torah in the world. There's Maim Chaim in the world. Yitzhak was fighting for that. That was a fight. That's the Shloshei Batei Mikdashim, to bring the spirituality. There will be a bare Maim Chaim. There will be natural springs of Torah in the world. And now we see that just before Yitzchak is about to die, Esav, you know, what action is before we see the brachas? Before the brachas, Esav is 40 years, like his father was 40 years, gets married. So he also gets married. And Chazal, you know, who he marries to? Bosmat bat Elon ha-Chiti. Chiti, the Chitim. The Chittim, those are the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Chittim. These were bad people. This is the Ra in the world. He connects to the Ra. Chazal say, she was Maktir to Avodah Zorah. And the Reach of that caused Yitzchak's eyes to be blind. So it's a Machlokes in Chazal. If it's because of the Malachim, or it's because of this. And Esav was saying, look, Esav was chasing, that Rashi says this, was chasing women, taking women from their husbands, and being ma'aneh them, afflicting them. That's Esav. He's showing, though, no, my father got married at 40, I'll get married at 40. Who gets married to? Now, Yitzhak, he becomes old. He, vihi ki zokin Yitzhak v'techena inav mir'ot, from seeing. So Rashi says, also he became blinded in order that Yaakov would take. Because Yitzhak wanted to give the brachos to Esav. Yitzhak saw Esau's potential. He saw that as much as he was physical and there was a fight in the physical, he felt these brachos were bringing back. Were bringing back and bringing the physical to the spiritual. Yitzhak still believed in that. It's only through the story of Yaakov that he wore the begotten now. He wore the begotten of Esau. Esau's beggar was kept by his mother because he didn't trust his wives, right? And he wore the begotten of Esau. And then Chazal tell us that when he sees Yaakov coming, and it was Pesach. Pesach's the birth of the Jewish people. He sees Yaakov coming in, and he doesn't recognize his voice. He sees it's not the voice of Esau. So he asks to feel him, and he feels Esau. He hears the voice of Yaakov, but he feels Esau. And he thinks that Esau's changed. I don't know what he thinks, but he thinks this is Esau. He thinks this is his firstborn. He thinks there's a change here. This is what Esau's supposed to be. And what does he say? And you see, this is all done with Rivka. Rivka tells Yaakov to do this.
Yeah.
He says, the klalas will be on me, my son. So now it says, we see in the pasuk. So it says, "V'yom Yitzhak el beno, mazeh mihatel emso beni." What you found so quickly? "V'yom ki kareh Hashem elokecha lefanai." God showed me the way. He came in front of me. That's not Esau speaking. "V'yom Yitzhak el Yaakov, gesha na, come close to me." Vamushecha, I'll fear you, Bini. Ha'ata ze Bini Esav. Are you Esav, my son? Doesn't sound like him, lo. Vigash Yaakov el Yitzchak Aviv. He came in front of Yitzchak Aviv. Vimushehu. He felt him. Vyomer. Hakol kol Yaakov. The inner voice I hear is Yaakov.
It's the way he's speaking.
Vahayedayim yedei Esav. And the hands are the hands of Esav. Yaakov now changed. Yaakov changed. His internal self is the internal self of Yaakov. Ishtam os Yoshev Olim. But he now hands the hands of Esau. He is now going to be the one that goes out into the world and bring the physical world to the spiritual. Now Yaakov has a double job. V'lo hikiro. He didn't recognize him. Ki ayu yadav kidei Esau. His hands were the hands of Esau. Achiv. Seirot, full of hair. Vivarachayim, he blessed him. And now, what blessing does he give? Vayitain lecha Elokim. And God, Elokim is midas hadin. Mital hashamayim, from the dew of the heavens. Mishmanei haaretz. Varov dagam v'tirosh. Right? From the fats of the lands. And plenty of dagan v'tirosh. Dagan is wheat, and tirosh is wine. Grape. V'yabducha amim v'yishtachavu, and they will serve you, the people, and they will bow down to you, and they will be subjugate to you. Lu'umim, nations, malchus. Remember, lu'um is malchus. That's Esau. The malchus of Esau will subjugate itself to you. Hevi gvir la'achicha, be the gvir, the strong one over your brother. V'yishtavu lecha b'nei imecha, and they will bow down to you, the sons of your mother. Or arecha aru, you get the bracha, the curse, those you curse will be cursed. Umevarechecha baruch. Says Chazal, there's a big difference between the brachas of Yaakov and the brachas of Esau. The brachas of Yaakov are given al pidin. If Yaakov lives up to this, if he can bring the physical and convert it to the, subjugate it to the spiritual, and live with the Torah, so he gets the brachas. Ibn Din. But if not, then we see now the brachas of Esau. Because Esau comes in, and his father says, what happened here? V'yome lo Yitzchak Aviv. Miata, who are you? V'yome ani bincha, b'chorecha Esau. I'm your firstborn Esau. V'yicherad Yitzchak charada gdola. Yitzchak's midas din. How he, Alpi Din, gave the brachas of the wrong person. Who's this? Ad ma'od, very much. V'yomer, mi efahu hatzad sa'id v'yavoli. Who's this person who brought me the food? V'ochal, and I ate. Mikol, v'terem tavo v'archeu gam baruch yeh. Before he came and I blessed him, he'll also be blessed. What do you mean he'll also be blessed? He's now have Harada Gadol and says, and he'll also be blessed. After Esav told him that it was Yaakov and that he took from him the Bechorah, then Yitzchak realized that he had Al Pidin, he got it, and he blessed him. Now, that was it. It's finished there. Esav would not got a brachas, and we would have got the brachas Al Pidin. Had we kept what we're supposed to be keeping, it would have been fine. Had we not kept, the world would not get the bracha, because the brachas came from us. So the world would go into a place of shefel without any bracha. No. Kishmoa Esav Divrei Aviv. When he heard the words of his father, Yitzak Tzaka Gdola. Esav's whole sustenance came from these brachas. He's not going to have bounty. He's not going to have the physical world. He has no kiyum. That's the whole reason he didn't want the brachas. Because he wanted the physical world for the physical. So Tzaka Gdola. Umara, bitter. He's not going to live with any physicality. Adma Od. What a loshen of Chazal. Tzaka Gdola Umara, Adma Od. Such a pain. For Yomel Aviv, Varocheni, bless me. Gamani Aviv. Also, I came from you, my father. Right? Or also me, my father. Bless me. Vayome ba achicha b'mirma. He came with cunningness. V'kartvecha. And he says, Esav says about Yaakov. Vayome achi karashmo Yaakov. Yaakveni ze pamaim. He dealt with me cunningly this twice. This is Yaakov. Midasa emes. Midasa emes is to con someone. Is to deal or do a, you know, cunningly. That's Midas Emes. That's not like Midas Emes. Yes, Midas Emes means to do the Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you need to do the Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu in a cunning way, that's Midas Emes. Like the Rav Tester explains this in a Marshall. He says, I don't know, Marshall says, maybe it's a true story, I think, that in time of Nazi Germany, they went through, wanted to go take the Jews through a certain place, needed passports to be forged. So they went up to a non-Jewish official and they asked him to forge the passports. So he says, I've never lied in my life. How can I lie and forge things?
What?
You're saving lives. You can't lie to save lives. That's not called not lying. What you're doing is a lie. Because the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is to lie here. Lying is the truth. You understand? The truth is keeping that rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever that rotzen is, that's the Yakveni Zeh Pamayim. Et Bechorati Lakach, he took my Bechora, V'inata Lakach Birkati, now he took my Birka. V'yomeh Halo, Atzalt Li Bracha, you left me a Bracha? Look what's happening here. V'yan Yitzchak, V'yomeh Leisav, Hen Gvir Samtiv Lakach, I've made you a Gvir. I made you powerful. Et Kor Achiv Natati Lo, Lavadim. I made him, not you, I made him, Yaakov, a Gvir, and all his brothers I made Avadim. Dagon v'tiros emachtiv. L'cha efo ma'aseh. What can I do now? I gave him all the brachas. V'yom Esav, he's still pleading. The whole, look, we have like a whole page of pleading of Esav. V'yom Esav v'avi, ba bracha achad, you have one bracha for me. He, l'cha, avi baracheni. Gam ani avi, also me, my father. V'yisa Esav kol v'yevk. He cried. This cry is a machlokus, Chazal say. Was it a real cry or not a real cry? Vayev, what's this cry about? Right? So it says, Vayan Yitzchak Aviv Yom Elav. Hine, now he's giving a brocha. Mishmane ha'aretz yeh moshavecha. From the fats of the land will be your dwelling. Mitala shamayim me'al. And from the dews of the heavens above. Achorbecha tichiyeh. You will live on your sword. V'tachicha ta'avod. And your brother you will serve. V'aya kashet tarid. When he goes down spiritually. Ufarakta ulo me'al tzavarecha. And you will remove his awl from on your neck. And then you will be the Malchus. The brachas will be for you. Why did he give him such a bracha? Says the Chasam Sofer, that if you're involved in the physical world, there's a big fear that Yaakov could be another Esav. Yaakov could be involved in the physical for the purpose of physical. He could lose himself. Esav is to keep us in tune. That if we lose it, Esav will remind us about it. That's the shorish of anti-Semitism. The shorish of anti-Semitism is when we lose our spiritual role, Esav reminds us of it. That's what happens in Israel as well. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. That's based in the beginning of Chumash. The first Rashi is a Zohar. The Rashi says, when we're not Yashar Be'enav Shel Kodesh Baruch, we don't have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is given to us to be an example to the nations of the world, to show God's will in the world. That's what we're here for. When we're not living up to that, we don't have the brachas. And the world says, Listim Atev, you stole this land. You did steal it, because it wasn't a purpose. It wasn't given to us to use Tel Aviv as Miami Beach. It was given to us to serve God. We were given the physical bracha in the world to serve God. When we live in the physical world, like Esav lives, for the sake of Haliteini Na, Me'adom Adom Azeh, we lost it. And Esav comes in. It says, V'yistom Esav et Yaakov al habrocha. He hated Yaakov on the brocha. Asher berecho aviv. His father blessed him. V'yomer Esav bilibo. Yikrevu yemei evel avi. Will come soon the time of my father's death. V'harga et Yaakov achi. And I will kill him. So this is the fight between Esav and Yaakov is. Esav wants the brachas. Esav wants the physical world for the sake of the physical world. Yaakov wants the physical world to bring it to Torah. So that's going to be the fight. When Yaakov does his job, Esav also has bracha. We'll see in the next 2 weeks' parashas, we'll see that when Yesh Yirav, there's no problems with Esav and Yaakov. When Yaakov is doing his job, Esav has plenty. Yaakov doesn't need that much. Esav has plenty, because through Yaakov the world has its shefa, has its bounty. But when Yaakov's not doing his job, then there's no shefa brought into the world. Esav doesn't have. When Esav doesn't have, he thinks Yaakov's taking his bracha away from him. And he fights Yaakov. And then we're reminded that we're not doing our job. And that's the system, that's the valve, that's the condition in the world to remind us and bring us back to serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the reason for anti-Semitism. That's the shorish of anti-Semitism.